back.
Hello, everybody. We are the Anyas.
No, we're Anyas Square.
We're Anyas. Oh my
it's
gosh.
Okay. We use both of them a lot.
Yeah, I hear the Anyas more. That's been our like Zoom name every time.
Yeah, we hang out.
Go on Zoom
school.
Together. Mm. So, we're gonna talk about childhood crushes because that is a topic that I get heated off of. It's just nobody really discussed their childhood crush. You know. After I made a little list of my childhood crushes, and after that same night, I just talked to my parents and my brother about it. I was like, Ben, what was your favorite childhood crush? And his top, it was Selena Gomez from Wizards of Waverly Place.
I did think Jake from that Wizards of Waverly Place, when he grew up, he was really cute.
Same, he's a cutie. And then he also said, oh my god, I'm drawing a blank.
Wait, his name was Max.
You're right. I did like that name. I wanted to, when I was gonna get a dog, I wanted to originally name him Max.
I feel like a lot of people have named their dog Max.
That's why I didn't like it. I was like, Max is kind of boring. But yeah, my brother said, Kim Possible.
Not bad.
And, see, every single boy has a crush on Lola Bunny.
Who now?
Lola Bunny. And Mrs. Impossible.
I literally don't even know.
From Space Jam?
Oh!
The bunny.
What?
Watch, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna freaking show you a picture.
This is a little bit concerning.
No, every single guy has had a crush on him. Everyone that's listening as a guy is just like, yup.
What?
Wait, because she was
a
like.
Bunny.
She was an over sexualized bunny.
Okay, that's very, very true.
Like. Let me put in Space Jam.
I can't say the word. Why does she have the thing?
But I heard it's like an unsaid thing with guys. It's like, if you like Lola Bunny, you're not a furry.
You're not?
You're not. It's just like, everyone has had.
Oh, yeah. She's like very over-sexualized.
She's like, yeah, these are.
She dresses better than me. My dude.
She's literally like, I don't know, man.
She has makeup.
And her voice is like. It's like really airy.
Reminds me of
this was an actual scene.
What? Oh my god.
Now you understand.
Jeez. Space Jam, my G.
And like unrealistic body expectation.
Yes! What the heck? Okay, wait, is that necessary? Does she need a camel toe?
I don't know, man.
That's not necessary.
Like the way they drew her.
What were they thinking? This reminds me of Lust from Full Metal Alchemist.
You're right. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
And also, this is one. Also, Kim Possible was kind of an icon to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, because I just like over romanticized the whole like high school thing.
Mm.
And she was like the classic early 2000s high school girl. Was like, I'm a cheerleader and I'm kind of popular and I go on dates. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
This.
Wow.
Yeah. But the whole one.
Wait. Why?
That's fan art.
She has really nice legs, though.
Yeah.
But what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
That, yep.
I don't understand. At least the Powerpuff Girls were like, well, actually, no, they weren't even in the right.
What is your favorite one?
Oh, easy. You know which one.
Blossom? Bubbles? Butter?
Oh,
I'm so stupid because you like green.
Yes, because I like green.
I like Buttercup because she was like.
The bag,
but I also like Blossom. Never Bubbles. Bubbles could stop.
Bubbles was a little okay. She reminds me of Mei Chang. Mm. Dude, I'm pulling so many sorry. I'm on a Full Metal thing because, yeah, it's a good show. Also, I forgot to tell you, I watched the Full Metal movie. Don't do that to yourself.
Okay. I have watched it. It's been a while.
The live action movie?
Oh no.
Don't watch it.
I know. I never watch any
live actions of anime.
Yeah, no.
Oh my goodness.
Even the Pokemon one, I didn't like that much.
I watched it with my dad, and he's like, you better go tell Manya that it's terrible.
Did you guys finish the show?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you like it?
You know my dad. His response is more just like, yes, they didn't have enough of Hohenheim. Or should I say Hohenheim, as he likes to say.
Oh my god. Does he identify as Hohenheim? Does he like Hohenheim the most?
Well, not really.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He thinks his name is funny.
He didn't like the ending? Because, like, they got kind of married.
This is exactly what he told me.
Mm-hmm.
this show is on crack. That is what he said to me while we were watching. And because, I mean, to be fair, the ending was intense.
But the ending was nice. It was kind of rushed at the beginning.
Yeah.
But the ending was nice.
That's true. Oh, the ending for the movie was terrible. I just cannot even emphasize how badly you should not watch it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll watch it.
Oh my gosh.
But okay, so. My first childhood crush, ever since, like, pre-school.
Yes.
Was Danny Phantom.
Tell me more.
I think it's because I liked him with the silver hair and the black hair, and he had blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's kind of all it takes for me.
Just hair and eyes.
Yeah. But I think he was, like, the kind of, like, dorky, secretly smart, shy guy.
Uh-huh.
That was, like, but he had enough confidence where he wasn't, like, super duper shy. Like,
yeah.
Couldn't speak to women shy.
Yeah, yeah.
Put himself out there, but it was known that he was a dork.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was smart or something like that.
Yeah. When did those kind of shows start coming out? Like, when the stereotypical hero was less a stereotypical hero, but more of a geek? If I were to put it very general.
Early 2000s was, like, kind of big.
Because
it was the whole Jimmy Neutron thing.
Right. Man, that was good.
Danny Phantom. But there were, like, a crowd of outcasts,
yeah.
And Sam was goth, which is so early
2000s. Yeah, that was
God. And she was, okay. Like, the stereotypical goth, too, where it was, like, I'm a vegetarian, and I'm a feminist, and I protest. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, definitely interesting. Also, Balji. What did you think? Oh, my God. First of all, Baljeet.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Not you. I'm just telling the world. It is, yes. Baljeet Singh. Mm-hmm. There's no Baljeet. This is not a fancy vegetable. I'm gonna be clear there. My goodness. I think the episode that stuck with me the most is when Phineas and Ferb made that horror house. And Baljeet's horror was getting an F on his test.
Honestly, same though. I cried over a B plus in...
A B plus?
Fifth grade.
It was a
B plus in fifth grade. I came to my mom's car crying. She's like, did that crossing guard, like, yell at you? And I was like, no, I got it. She's like, oh, shut up. What are you talking about?
Wait, your mom was okay with it?
No, she was just like, oh, it's okay, it's fine.
Oh,
no, wow. I was just crying. I was genuinely, like, hurt. I was like, oh my God, this is so off topic. But afterwards, I was so ashamed of my score that I didn't ask the teacher for a retake in person. I wrote a note, and then she had a little, like, notes place for students. Like, if they had notes, she would, like, read it on her desk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it in there. And then, and then the next week, I was like, oh my God, when is she gonna call me? And then she's like, Anya, can you come here? And I was like, yeah. And then I go to her desk, and she, like, pulls up my grades. She's like, you're gonna get an A overall, it's fine.
Bruh.
Okay, on my nose, like, if you have any extra credit for me to do, please let me know.
Aww, you're such a good kid, man.
Man,
that was a terror.
Yeah.
We already know my answers, but yes.
Yeah, Danny Phantom, I also loved the show for some reason.
I wish I did, I watched more of it. Oh, remember there was that, American Teenage Dragon something?
Zuko's voice is in there too. But you're right.
Ooh,
the kid. Yeah.
It's Zuko.
Yeah.
What?
I know, right? Oh, it's so
cool. I'm having so many realizations.
But yeah, that was also a good show. Dragon was cool.
Okay, there was one really, really weird show that my sister and I used to watch. Courage the Cowardly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think everyone knows about that show. It's like...
Everyone knows, but no one knows what the hell is going on.
Right, yeah.
Muriel and me out, though. I don't remember what the quote-unquote dad's name is.
Yeah,
Muriel and something.
Eustace.
There
you go. Hey.
Oh wow. Well, those are the oldest names. Muriel and Eustace. I love it.
Maybe it's like Eustace is useless and Muriel is.
Is.
Mariel?
Mariel. What is that a word?
Maybe like she's Mary. I don't know.
We sound like we're off right now.
I know. We're so off topic, but
okay.
But yeah, and there's another show I watched. I don't know if you guys know the name of it. I don't even know the name of it, but I just remember, like, these very disturbing puppet men in a fast food restaurant, and they had to cook burgers. And I watched this thing on YouTube that was, like, the nightmare moments from your childhood shows, and it came up there. I was like, oh, I thought it was crazy, because nobody knows about this show. It's, like, these two... I really want to show you a picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, these two... like Muppet ass looking people with disturbing faces, and one of them puts their hand in the deep fryer and takes it out, and it's like that. I'm like, oh my god. And he keeps his hand in there. He's like, I don't know.
What in the name?
And then there's another one where I think something comes out of them and there's blood, I think. I don't know. It was just very disturbing.
That's
very disturbing. Yeah.
Wow. That's a show.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. Only thing, when you say puppet men in a kitchen, I think of the Swedish chef from The Muppets.
Oh no. Oh no, honey.
That's much more innocent.
Wait, you talk about your show, I'll try bringing them up.
Okay. First of all, one show that Anya and I are so passionate about is Adventure Time, which you guys probably know from one of our early podcasts. Marsha Lee is a snack. I'm sorry.
It's because of the voice.
Yeah, he has a really nice voice. Who did you say voice to?
Donald Glover.
Really?
So good.
What? Okay. Wow. What a guy. What a lad.
No, it's also like his old bad boy thing.
Oh, that, I love that song as well.
Yes.
It's so good. It's a very like, I don't know. It's a powerful but like sweet song. You know what I'm saying?
Also, when he starts rapping too.
Oh my gosh. What?
Those people.
I've never. I have seen that before.
It's like,
No, I think it's, yeah, it's definitely a strange one I've never seen before.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking another show for me, which Ani doesn't know, is Dragon Ball Z.
I've heard so much about it.
And the main character's name is Goku, everyone knows him. But half the show, his shirt is off, and he's got, like, rippling pecs. And, like, an 8-pack and all that, and he's, like, constantly shirtless, and I'm like...
How old were you when you watched this?
Really, really young. But I think I knew what a male body, like, why a male body would look good, if that makes sense.
Interesting. Okay, but I have to say, so many TV shows over-sexualize characters, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like Johnny, what's his name?
Oh.
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, he's like what? Dorito ass. He doesn't have any legs, he's just like all upper body.
And his hair, I love that.
Oh, you're right.
That was iconic. I really wanted to be him for Halloween one day. But then
same.
My mom said, honey, we're not getting your haircut like that. imagine me with a mohawk like that. That's too funny.
What else? Everyone knows about Zuko. He's like... Zuko or Sokka?
Because I prefer sort of Sokka for personality. Because, I mean, he's funny. He's a bit of a coward sometimes. No, actually, he's not really
a coward. Super
he's actually
brave.
Really,
he's super
really brave.
And he's really smart, and he's hardworking.
He's just a little stupid sometimes.
But yeah.
But he's so funny.
He's actually secretly very smart, too.
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. And I think both of them, with their, like, longer hair, I didn't like it when Zuko's hair was out of the thing and, like, that, like, an e-boy.
Oh, my God,
the middle part.
No.
I didn't like that.
I think his hair in the
finale.
Yeah.
Yes. I liked it. Yeah. I didn't like the shaved sides, though. Both of their haircuts were not a time in the first book.
I mean, Sokka wasn't too bad.
I didn't like the ponytail at all.
I thought it was okay.
I did not like it.
That's funny.
But those are good characters. Everyone I've asked said that Katara is like the best looking out of all of them.
She's pretty.
The three are like Katara, Ty Lee, and Azula.
Bruh.
Azula, when she had her hair down, was pretty good.
Yeah.
When she wasn't.
Tylee's quite pretty as well, but I would say Katara's.
I would say Katara's better than all three. I just think like blue eyes and dark hair is kind of interesting.
That's very true. Man, very pretty combination. Also, again, sorry for the construction.
Yeah.
We live in India. You can't expect pure peace and quiet.
Yeah, and then I actually liked Edward quite a bit towards
the
end.
Yeah, I did like Edward. Edward's
because he got like super tall, and then the final moment when like he hugged Winry, I was like.
That was so cute. I still have to repeat this, but I love that the show didn't have any lovey-dovey stuff. It was, like, actually pretty clean.
Mm-hmm. They just, like, hugged and they were engaged.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny. Yeah, at the end, they just pop out some kids and we're like, oh, they skipped the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it was so funny because, like, it was... They were, like, together... I thought their conversation at the end was really cute, where he was just like, equivalent exchange, I'll give you half of me, and you give me half of you.
Oh, that was the marriage proposal. That was him. Yeah.
Oh, that was the proposal?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
He was like, that's what he meant. Like, you give me half your life, I'll give you half mine, like, to spend the rest of your life together.
Aren't they? Wait, what?
Yes.
That was the marriage proposal. I didn't even know.
Exactly. Dude,
but of course that's the way he does it.
Yes, but he I love the voice actor for his angry voice. It's just so funny. Bipsqueak, how dare you call me Bipsqueak? It's so funny. I can't do it, but it was.
Yeah, no, the voice actor for him is like very famous. He's like a really good voice actor for the English version.
You know what they did for the movie? I think they clipped his audio from the TV show, so it was worse quality than the recorded audio for the actual movie. So it's like somebody would be talking, "Yes, Edward," and then he'd be like, and I was like, dude.
Oh, gross.
At least pull the same quality. Audio,
yeah.
But it wasn't a time.
I liked Aladdin, I think, because I thought he was Indian at first, because that was stupid.
No.
Oh, wow, this is an Indian boy.
I mean, it's rare they had Indian princesses or people in general.
I liked him a bit. Mm. And I also liked how cheeky he was. But Tarzan.
Oh,
because he was just like, again, shirtless the whole time, super muscular. Mm-hmm. And then when he was like all dressed up.
He was a little Dorito as well, though.
True. But when he was like all dressed up for the final thing, I was like, oh, hello. Beast. Human beast.
What?
Beast after he transformed. When he like transformed, he's like, attractive Squidward. Like
attractive Squidward.
Because his face is so like, his structure is beautiful. Yeah. Now I have to. I'm sorry. Squidward. I'm gonna like have to look people up after I mention them because I just need to be reminded of their beauty.
That's so funny.
Oh god.
I don't think I had like a specific childhood crush. Mm-hmm. I had childhood book crushes. For any of you who've read The Heroes of Olympus, Leo Valdez, my dudes. Ooh. Leo Valdez is quite the great character. Hmm. Even Nico, and then, well, we heard the spoiler in the end, which was tough.
Oh, yeah, he is. Whoa,
she's like, showing me around and Beast
like,
after.
He's like this,
yeah.
And I'm like,
what?
Was he looking at Greek god?
Bruh.
I know. But.
It's a time. Yeah. Thanks for listening to our rant, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a time. I wish I could say, like, comment, subscribe, but there's literally none of that here.
You can't comment? That's sad.
I don't think you can comment. Well, if you guys can comment, please do so we at least know that there's a way to comment. Mm-hmm. But thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to our little rant.
Yes, we shall see you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.